This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Frequent heavy rains in May have created replant concerns for many Iowa growers. What does this mean for the growing season in Iowa, and how might agronomic concerns early in the growing cycle factor into the ag marketplace? We will hear more from Matt Bennett, co-founder of AgMarket.net, next.
May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Matt Bennett, co-founder of AgMarket.net, says that he has had many replant conversations in recent days with Iowa farmers.
That part of the world in Iowa, certainly, you know, that Des Moines area up to, Cedar Rapids, there's just a lot of talk of, hey, you know, 3, 5, 6, 7 inches of rain. You know, I've been there, and so I feel for these guys. In 2015, we were in a wet weather pattern in the spring we could never break out of. And yes, we ended up having a decent crop, but the problem we saw was not only that we had holes in the field, but, you know, we certainly lost nitrogen.
He says growers that have avoided the need to replant are still dealing with agronomic issues that will affect their crops. Iowa is not the only state in the Corn Belt dealing with too much moisture in a short period of time.
Replant's going to be a concern. Nitrogen loss is going to be a concern. You know, and so it's one of those deals that, you know, it's not much fun to navigate, but it's certainly, you got to play the hand you're dealt. And so at this stage of the game, I mean, Iowa's not the only one dealing with it. I know that there's folks in the Dakotas talking about excessive rainfall, you know, in areas that just got planted here over the last week. And, you know, they're concerned about emergence as they should be.
Bennett says that while these agronomic issues may not have an immediate impact on the ag marketplace, turbulence during the growing season in the premier row crop growing states is bound to have an influence on the markets eventually.
It's something that we're going to have to monitor. I don't think that it's something you're going to trade immediately, but I do think that it'll be seen in the crop condition ratings once we start looking at those, because there are going to be some areas that are going to be very challenged.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.